Welcome to English for You. I'm Kat.
And I'm Elsie.
And we are here today to talk about fruit.
Fruit.
A particular kind of fruit.
Ooh, so what kind of fruit do you like?
I like bananas. Mm-hmm. I like raspberries. Those are my favorite. Oh, how about you?
Speaking of berries, I like all kinds of berries. Like strawberries, blueberries.
Yeah.
And cranberries.
Oh, yeah. Cranberries are so good. Mm-hmm. And you can find them more and more in Taiwan these days,
yeah.
I think. Like cranberry juice.
Right. They're sour, but at the same time, they're sweet.
Mm-hmm. And they're really good for you.
Yeah. They're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They're healthy food.
Yeah.
And our article for today is about cranberries, too.
Yay! Okay. Well, I can't wait to learn more about cranberries. Let's go find out about this sour and sweet little treat.
Wet and wonderful cranberry crops. As the sun rises on a cold day, a sheet of red water shines in the morning light. On closer look, it's not the water that's red, but fresh cranberries stretching across a wide pond. This fruit grows on wet ground and is ready to harvest in the fall. Wet harvesting is the easiest way to pick these berries. The ground is flooded,and a machine with a large cutting wheel is driven through the water. This knocks the cranberries off their vines. The berries contain air pockets that allow them to float, which makes them easy to push toward land and load onto trucks. However, a different way of collecting cranberries is to dry harvest them above water when the rainy weather stops. Although cranberries are cheap and plentiful overseas, they're more exclusive in Asia.That's because 98% of the world's supply comes from the US, Canada, and Chile. The next time you taste one of these sour treats, don't take it for granted.
All right, so our article starts off today in a landscape, kind of. We're looking at a certain view.
It says,
as the sun rises on a cold day, a sheet of red water shines in the morning light. Red water?
Oh, red water.
Yeah, but it's not bad, okay? We make it sound like it's bad. It's actually really good. But we're going to talk about this as first. So as is a, it's a word you can use in a lot of ways, but here it's used as saying like while or when something is happening. That's what we mean when we have it at the beginning of a sentence.
今天的英文练功房呢，我们要来讲的是 as 这个字的不同用法。那第一种就是课文当中 as 当连接词用的用法，表示当点点点的时候或者是随着。那用法呢，像 when 和 while 一样。那我们的课文当中说的是啊，当太阳在冷天升起，一片红色的水在早晨的阳光当中闪烁着。那第二种 as 的用法呢，表示虽然，所以你会想到诶，那跟 though 还有 although 是相似的。For example, as handsome as he is, Jason is not popular with the girls at school. 虽然 Jason 很帅。他却不怎么受学校女生的欢迎。再来第三种 ,as 这个字还可以当介系词来用，表示作为。那因为它是个介系词，所以后面我们要加上的是名词或者是动名词。For example, Fred worked as a cook to pay his school fees while he was in college. Fred 在大学的时候啊，也身兼一名厨师以支付他的学费。再来呢，第四种是作为副词哦，它能够表达和点点点一样的意思。For example, the strange drink tasted like fruit juice, but not as sweet. 这个诡异的饮料喝起来像果汁，但没有那么甜。最后还有形容词和副词的原级比较句型当中会看到 as 这个字。She's as tall as I am. 她和我一样高。这个就是这样的用法，或者是。He is as fat as I am. 他和我一样胖。回到文章呢，我们还看到哦 ，a sheet of 这个片语，它是一张或是一片的意思。那以前我们都学过，像是 sheet of paper 就是 a piece of paper 一张纸的意思。那课文这边的 sheet of 指的是一大片。
So we can say a sheet of water if the water looks like a big sheet that's spread across the rest of the water or the ground. All right, but we're talking about what is this sheet of red water? On closer look, It's not the water that's red, but fresh cranberries stretching across a wide pond. So it's that there are so many cranberries in the water that the water looks red because of the color of the berries. All right, so here we have our first vocab word for the day. It is stretch. And stretch is a verb, which means spread out over a wide area. Maybe you know stretch like this, or stretch like this, or like this. It's not like muscle stretching. It's about spreading out. So usually we talk about objects doing this, like a landscape stretches out over all you can see. So an example sentence of this might be, as we looked out from the top of the mountain, the city stretched out in front of us. So the city was not stretching its limbs, it was just over a very wide area.
Oh, I see. Stretch 这个动词呢，就展开延伸的意思，在文章里头是这样的用法。那所以文章说到的是，仔细一看，原来不是红色的水，而是新鲜的蔓越莓在宽阔的池塘当中展开。那刚刚另外 Cat 提到的 stretch 还有伸展，拉伸你身体的意思，比如说 stretch your body when you're tired.
Yes, yeah, or when you want to do some exercise. All right, so we're talking about this cranberry-covered water. Cranberries, this fruit grows on wet ground and is ready to harvest in the fall. Okay, so I guess you need a lot of water for this.
Harvest 这个动词是采收、收成，所以这边说到的是蔓越莓长在湿地上 wetland. Mm-hmm. 然后在秋天当中采收
Yeah.
So we can get a lot of cranberries in fall.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, that's when they're finished growing. They might be red, they might be white, they might be pink. Yeah. But as long as they are big and juicy, that's when you want to harvest them. So how do we do it? Well, the article says, wet harvesting is the easiest way to pick these berries. Okay, so that probably is wet, so it involves a lot of water?
Water. Wet harvesting 就是采收蔓越莓最好的方法。But Kat, can you tell us more about wet harvesting?
Okay, well, there's a certain way to do it. So I guess they have the cranberries growing on their plants, and then the article says, the ground is flooded, and a machine with a large cutting wheel is driven through the water.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's a... I don't know if it's easy, but it certainly sounds like it involves a lot of water.Okay, and here we have this other vocab word, flood. F-L-O-O-D. It's not flood. It looks like flu, but it is flood. And it's a verb. It can also be a noun, but in this case, we use it as a verb. So to flood something means to cover it with water. Often it's like deep water. So for example, if a river runs over its banks from lots of rain, or maybe a typhoon comes through and the streets are full of water, like up to your ankles, maybe this much water, that's calledflooding, and it can cause a lot of damage. For example, it could cause properties to be ruined, or you know, people to slip and fall, or have to swim even if the flood is big enough. Also, the word flood is either transitive or intransitive. So we can say the river flooded the streets. That would be a transitive example. Or we could say my house flooded, my basement flooded. That means thatThe water came into the basement and kind of ruined the house. So another example sentence of this might be, the streets started to flood when too much rain fell on the town.
Flood 这个动词呢是使充满水的意思。那在文章中呢它拿来当被动用哦。我们看到的是 is flooded, 也就是土壤被充满水。那 flood 这个字呢还可以当名词用哦，指的就是洪水本身。So for example, after the flood, it took about a month.For the water level to go down. 洪水过去或是淹水过去约一个月之后水位才回落。So, the ground is flooded. And there is a machine with a large cutting wheel.
Right, and we talked about flood being kind of a negative thing, but in this case, they're doing it on purpose because they want to make the cranberries go up to the top. All right, so this other word, wheel. You might have heard of wheels before. It's a noun, and it's something round that turns on a middle point. So it can be almost anything. Usually when we think of wheels, we think of car wheels or wagon wheels, but there's also different uses for them. For example, if you're making pots and pans and cups out of clay, you'll use a potter's wheel, a spinning wheel that goes like this so you can shape the clay, or a spinning wheel that's used to make thread, like you spin the wheel and you spin some wool around it and it comes out as thread. or a cutting wheel, which is what we're using here. So the cutting wheel is a big machine, and they have a bunch of wheels on it which have knives on them, and then they go through the water and they cut the cranberries off the plant. Yeah, so an example sentence of wheel might be another kind of wheel, a steering wheel, which you use in your car. I held onto the steering wheel and started to turn it carefully so I could turn the car.
例句当中的 steering wheel 就是方向盘。那文章说到的 wheel 它有轮子或车轮的意思。那说到的文章内容是这台有大型切割轮。Cutting wheel 的机器呢会开过水面。And what does this machine with the large cutting wheel do?
Well, I kind of explained it a little bit already, but the article says this knocks the cranberries off their vine. So it goes chuk, 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 and the cranberries go up to the top of the water. So a vine here is a kind of plant that the cranberries grow on. It's a plant that grows very long and thin branches, and often if the vine is out of the water, those branches will try to cling to things and hold on to things as they grow. So if you see a house with a big plant going all the way up it, that's a vine.
Oh, 那就是藤蔓，或我们说藤也可以。所以这边讲到的是机器会让蔓越莓从藤蔓上面脱落。Cranberries will fall from the vines, right?
Yeah, yeah, they'll get knocked off the vine.
Yeah.
So, what the article says is, the berries contain air pockets that allow them to float. Well, that's convenient. Which makes them easy to push toward land and load onto trucks. All right, so we have two more vocabularies here, but the first one is float. Float is a verb that means to stay on top of a liquid or stay in the air without having to make the movements that you need to swim or to fly. So you can do, you know, just nothing and then you won't sink and you won't come down. So things that float usually are things that have air inside them, like boats.
Boats
are made to float. If a boat doesn't float, it's not a good boat. All right. Or balloons. Balloons float in the air. Or they could float on the water even if they don't float in the air. Beach balls. Like if you go to the beach and you have a big ball that you play with, it'll float on top of the water. And even people can float. If you learn how to do it, you just kind of have to lie on your back.
And relax.
Yeah, and relax. That's the key. If you can't relax, you can't float.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So an example of this might be, Marie floated around the pool on top of a chair full of air. So it sounds like an inflatable chair. She was having a very relaxing time.
Right. So float 这个动词啊，可以是飘在水上或飘在空中的意思。那蔓越莓里面呢有 air pockets, 也就是四个小型的气囊。所以它们可以 float on the water, 在水上面飘。And then they will be pushed toward land and load onto trucks.
That's right. So, if they have air pockets in them, they can be pushed on top of the water and loaded. So, to load onto something is a verb that means take something and put it on a vehicle like a car or a truck or a train to be taken somewhere. It's also a noun that, like, you could say that the thing that's being put on the car or the truck is the load. It's like a heavy load might be a few cars on a truck. That's a heavy load. It also applies to computers. Like you can say, the program is loading, which means that they're putting all the stuff in the right place to open the program. Or, loading, let me think. Cars, cranberries, like anything that needs to be taken somewhere is being loaded eventually. All right, an example of this might be, when our car broke down, we had to load it onto a tow truck and take it to be repaired. So that's a truck that takes cars to the mechanic. Yeah.
Load 这个动词是装或装载。那跟电脑相关的还有像是 download, 那就是下载 ,upload, 上传。那这边说到呢，被推到地面之后，这些蔓越莓就会被装到卡车里头。那也因为它们有 air pockets, 有气囊，所以进行起来相当简单。So this is called wet harvesting.
That's right, because it involves the cranberries getting very wet.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. However, the article says, a different way of collecting cranberries is to dry harvest them above water when the rainy weather stops.Okay, that's an interesting way. Let's find out what are we talking about with collect. Okay, when we have this word collect, when they're collecting the cranberries, that means they are gathering up a lot of the same thing or a lot of something into one place. It's not the same thing as making a collection, like if you collect
dolls or if you collect posters or baseball cards. It's a similar idea, but it's more like putting a lot of things into the same place so you can use them together. So an example sentence of this might be, the teacher collected all the children together so she could tell them what activity they were doing next.
Collect 这个动词呢，在文章中当作收集、采集来使用。那它还有收藏的意思，比如说我们可以 collect stamps,、mm-hmm. 收集邮票，或者是 collect coins. Do you collect anything?
I collect art supplies because I、
really?
Use them.
Oh, nice.、
Yeah.
I don't collect anything.、
Oh.
But did you used to collect stamps or coins when you were little?
I、
or any dolls?
My family used to collect the US quarters, which is a 25 cent piece,、mm-hmm. because they had one quarter for each state in the US.、Mm-hmm. So you could find 50 of them, 50、oh. different ones, and there was a map you could put them on.、Mm-hmm. So a lot of people used to do that. I think some people still do. My family did a little bit.
Yeah. 所以那样的东西被收藏起来就叫做 collection, 就是一个名词了。所以这篇文章说到呢，相反的 dry harvesting, 也就是干收，就是要等到雨天结束之后才可以进行。
After the rain's over, you can do dry harvesting.
Yeah, 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 because you need a lot of rain to grow the cranberries, but、yeah. you don't necessarily need the rain to collect them.、
Mm.
Okay, the article says, although cranberries are cheap and plentiful overseas, they're more exclusive in Asia.、
Ooh.
Like I said, even though they're popular here, they're a little more expensive. But when we say this word plentiful, they are plentiful overseas, like in America where they're grown.、this is an adjective for there being a lot of them.、Mm-hmm. It comes from the word plenty, which is a noun. So if you say, I have plenty of cranberries, it、mm-hmm. means I have enough for everybody to have as much as they want.、
Oh.
So they are very plentiful.
Oh, like a lot of?
Yeah, a lot of them.、Mm. Yeah. So, and then exclusive is almost the opposite. It's hard to find. It's rare. It's very valuable if you're able to get them.、
Mm-hmm.
Like if sometimes there's, if something is exclusive, there's only one of that thing. Like if you're getting an exclusive item or an exclusive deal on a sale of something, that would be、only one of that thing.
Oh,、mm. 所以我们刚刚第一个看到的形容词是 plentiful.Plentiful, 它是丰富的、充足的。那另外一个形容词呢是 exclusive, 它有独有的、专有的。那就因为独有、专有，所以会导致它昂贵、高档。那句子当中呢，再做一个对比，他说啊，虽然蔓越莓呢在国外便宜又充足，但是在亚洲的比较昂贵、比较高档。
Mm-hmm. So it's harder to find them here.
Right.
And that's because 98% of the world's supply comes from the US, Canada, and Chile.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, because there's only three countries where they grow really, really、mm. well, I guess. Because、the US doesn't have many fruits that are native to it, but cranberries is one of them.
Oh, I、mm-hmm. see. Okay. So 98% 的蔓越莓是来自美国、加拿大和智利。
Hmm.So the next time you taste one of these sour treats, don't take it for granted. So take something for granted here, or somebody for granted, means that you get something good from somebody or something, something for which you should say thank you, but then you don't act thankful, you don't say thank you, and you don't consider how it might have been a lot of effort to do that for you. Like if Elsie, I don't know, if she bought me lunch、
mm-hmm.
and then I did not say thank you, I just took her for granted.
Oh,、then I can say, Kat, you took what I've done for you for granted.
Aww. It means that I was not grateful. Yeah, so it just means I assume this good thing is that I'm supposed to...something I'm supposed to have, even though it's actually something I'm very lucky to have. So, yeah, don't take anything for granted, especially if it's a fruit like cranberries that is very hard to get.
Right. Treat 这边呢，它是一个可数名词，代表美味的食物。那刚刚 Kat 讲到的 take something for granted 或是 take somebody for granted, 那就是将某事或某人视为理所当然的。好啦，那下次在吃这个美味的蔓越莓的时候呢，不要将它们视为理所当然的哦。Don't take cranberries for granted.
No, don't take them for granted. They are not granted. Okay, so that's the end of our article today.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna go right to our For You chat.Okay, our chat question today is very specific to this article. Do you like the sour taste of cranberries?
If so, what kind of cranberry-flavored foods and drinks do you like?
Wow, as I said before, I love all kinds of berries.
Mm.
I like their sour taste. So I want to go to a smoothie store. I always order a cranberry smoothie.
Oh, that's very healthy, yeah.
And delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they add blueberries into it, too.
Oh, that's a good combination.
It tastes really good.
Yeah, all kinds of berries, they taste really good together.
Yeah, sour and sweet at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect combination.
Mm-hmm. And very healthy, yeah.
Right, what about you?
Well, yeah, I love cranberries. And cranberries are a really classic American food. So,
mm-hmm.
like, when I think of cranberries, usually my first thought is Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Because
sauce?
Yes. I make my own cranberry sauce
really?
Every year. So I get fresh cranberries, you boil them, and then I add orange juice and sugar. And it tastes super, super good. And you put it with mashed potatoes or turkey or anything like that. Oh, it's really good.
Oh my God, I'm hungry now. I want some turkey.
I'll make some for you at Thanksgiving time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think our students like cranberries?
I'm sure some of them do. Mm-hmm. If you guys do like cranberries, consider going and getting some at the store, sharing with your friends.
Right.
And talk about different berries and fruits you like with your friends. Summertime's a really good time for that, so go ahead and enjoy. We'll see you next time.
See you. Bye.
Wet and wonderful cranberry crops. As the sun rises on a cold day, a sheet of red water shines in the morning light. On closer look, it's not the water that's red, but fresh cranberries stretching across a wide pond. This fruit grows on wet ground and is ready to harvest in the fall. Wet harvesting is the easiest way to pick these berries. The ground is flooded, and a machine with a large cutting wheel is driven through the water. This knocks the cranberries off their vines. The berries contain air pockets that allow them to float, which makes them easy to push toward land and load onto trucks. However, a different way of collecting cranberries is to dry harvest them above water when the rainy weather stops. Although cranberries are cheap and plentiful overseas, they're more exclusive in Asia. That's because 98% of the world's supply comes from the US, Canada, and Chile. The next time you taste one of these sour treats, don't take it for granted.
Vocabulary review. Stretch. The trees in this forest stretch as far as the eye can see. Flood. There was so much rain yesterday that my street flooded. Wheel. Children's bikes often have extra wheels to help the kids learn how to ride. Float. Charlie has some bath toys that float on the surface of the water. Load. The workers loaded all the passengers' luggage onto the plane. Collect. The teacher collected the students' homework before starting today's lesson.
智慧小补帖.
Vine. Plentiful. Exclusive.